Hello everyone, welcome to the Pinkham Facebook page, live. I'm Michael Bailey, Paddy Davitt's with me to talk all things Norwich City following our press conference at Colney just this lunchtime, which of course was reflecting on the win over Birmingham on midweek on Saturday, and the midweek visit from Burton Albion coming up tomorrow night. Pad, so we got to speak to Daniel Farker, and we also got to speak to Tom Tribal, which was very interesting too. Should we start off with that point? Because Tom seemed to catch a lot of attention following on from what he did on Saturday on his first championship appearance, and really interesting to talk to him today given the career he's had up to this point, really.
Yeah, no, he's quite an impressive individual, yeah. First time in front of the cameras, and he's got a story to tell, yeah. I haven't actually checked, I meant to, since we got back, how old he actually is, but I think he's still only early 20s,
yeah, I'd said, yeah.
Spoke like a man who'd been around the block a bit longer than that, and probably emphasises, kind of gone up a few blind alleys with his career. We know the backstory by now, where Werder Bremen came through there, blaze of glory, teenager, next big thing in Germany, playing Champions League level football. And then since then, it's been, you know, a bit of a nomadic existence, really, and now he's pitched up at Norwich, only signed a one-year contract. And there's a sense, I think, that's as much him looking at Norwich as Norwich looking at him. So, but he was really good. You know, he explained it's not always down to the player in them situations. He's took some bad decisions. He's been badly advised. But there was a maturity to the guy, and you know, he was asked about, you know, he's made a good impression. I don't think he's buying into that yet. He thinks it's a bit too soon. But I thought he looked decent Saturday. But you know, we'll have to reserve judgment whether he's going to kick on from that point. But yeah, very impressive individual, and another one who clearly is going to come in and make it quite you know, grounded dressing room, shall we say. I don't think he's another carrot who's made of the right stuff, clearly, and I think that's been the theme constantly through all the recruitment they've done this summer, is that they want lads who are going to buy into what they're trying to do, and are good characters. And and to broaden the point out, Farker said that the 10 lads who weren't involved last Saturday, they trained Sunday, and said the level of intensity and training was something else. He could quite conceivably have put all 10 out on the pitch tomorrow night against Burton. So again, attitude, it's all about attitude. We keep hearing that word a lot, attitude in terms of defending, and attitude in terms of if you're left out, and he certainly fits the model, yeah. So long may that continue.
Yeah, indeed. It's still very early days, of course, and we're all forming our opinions on him, but it'll be interesting to see how he gets on if he continues to play. And I guess that's one of the big decisions, isn't it? It was interesting listening to Daniel talking about his selection ideas going into tomorrow's game, because he acknowledged it himself, really, didn't he? He doesn't want to make a lot of changes because you want some rhythm, but at the same time, there will be players who maybe can't manage another game so quickly, and I guess we're all thinking of Alex Tetti at that point.
Well, I put that to him. He's the obvious one. I know he's not got his international commitments now, but clearly the type of game that he plays as well, it's very physical, high energy, high tempo, and I think it would be an ask for him to play again tomorrow, not having had a lot of football as well. That's a factor. So yeah, I could see him coming out, Harrison Reed coming in. Other than that, though, I don't get a sense there's going to be too many other changes, because for reasons stated, it's now about, you've got that momentum from Saturday, kick on again, another 3 points, and then rolls on again into Sheffield United, which will be, without being disrespectful to Burton, a considerably tougher test, I think, looking at the way they've started this season, and the fact it's away from home, and Norwich have less questions to answer at Carrow, but they've certainly got plenty to answer on the road. So if you're looking at these next two as a block of games, then I think you would probably feel there's one or two lads you could dip out. I think Wes will come back in tomorrow night. I think it's made for him tomorrow night. Whereas away at Sheffield United, I'm not sure. So yeah, maybe two or three, I think. I don't think it's going to be, what was it, five from Millwall to Birmingham. I don't think we're in that territory tomorrow night.
And it's, again, it's interesting how he now finds the balance between getting them to do a few things better that they didn't quite manage against Birmingham, to not forgetting the defensive work that they need to put in, because what we saw without the ball was probably as good as we've seen all season, really, even against QPR. The, you know, what they managed against Birmingham in terms of the work rate and how solid they looked was probably as good as we've seen.
Oh, definitely, yeah, definitely. And that for me was because of the change of system as well. As much as it's about you need to show an attitude in terms of you want to keep the ball out of the back of your net, makes things an awful lot easier when you've got two screening midfielders in front of a back four and there's not the spaces and the wide open tracts of land at Villa Park in the new den, which were capitalised on so ruthlessly. But yeah, you're right. That without the ball was as good as we've seen from a Farker team this season, and I think it'll be slightly different tomorrow in the sense that I don't think Burton will be anywhere as expansive as Birmingham were in terms of possession, committing men forward. So that it's going to be, can they break them down? They're going to have a lot more of the ball tomorrow night. Can they be patient and can they be clinical, which is the point he made this afternoon. When they do get chances, can they be clinical? And if they get their noses in front, you would think they might go on and win comfortably tomorrow night. But it's all going to be about, can they move it on in terms of what they showed us on Saturday, which was a team who can defend, a team who can be compact, a team who can counter. Okay, we've seen all that. We might need to see one or two other facets of this Norwich setup tomorrow night, I think, to break down Burton, who will obviously be desperate to avoid another hammering the like of which they got at Elland Road.
Yeah, which I think you asked, it doesn't really do Norwich a favour that they've got done five at Leeds. I guess the only other thing that's ticking in my mind is Tim Closer, and we've spoken a lot, and Tim's spoken a lot since weekend. He did very well, of course. But just interesting, Daniel again being quite reserved in terms of how he wants to speak about Tim Closer, and remembering what happened to Christoph Zimmermann, which I couldn't work out if it was a slightly harsh example or not, but you know, the fact that everything was so rosy after QPR and the victory, and he's quite right, the performance after that at Villa, he did really struggle, and very different places in their careers, Tim and Christoph, but interesting that he kind of acknowledged that and put it out in the open.
Well, I think that follows on from Tim Closer's comments, where he was very honest and said he was nowhere near good enough last season. He was way below the standards he needed to be at and that he feels he's capable at. So effectively what he's talking to us about there is inconsistency, and that I think is what Farker was alluding to when he drew the parallel with Zimmermann, that you can't have this lurching in performance level from, you know, a QPR to an Aston Villa if you're Christoph Zimmermann, or from a... It's pertinent because they're playing Burton tomorrow night. We all remember Tim Closer away at Burton last season, trying to shepherd the ball over his goal line, gets robbed. First goal, poor, and he would know that. And effectively, that's what he's alluded to with his post-match comments on Saturday. If they're going to do anything this season, then it's not about Closer or Zimmermann per se. It's about that squad of players. The levels of consistency need to be far better than what we've seen so far. And of course, we've got to cut them some slack because it's new, fresh, work in progress, all the buzzwords we've heard. But they do need to now not lurch from a Villa and a Millwall to a Birmingham to a whatever Burton brings tomorrow. And that'll probably come now with a bit more familiarity and having all those players fit and available as well, and a consistency in selection as well. But ultimately, that's down to the players. If they do the business tomorrow night, then as much as he's got a lot of options, the team almost starts to pick itself. And that's a scenario where the best phases of Norwich in the last 5 or 6 years, the team has more or less picked itself, and they've just rolled on, and they've had that momentum, and they've just rolled over teams. And that's when, in my experience, Norwich are at their best, home and away. And as I say, not tomorrow night, but certainly this coming weekend, we're going to find out a lot more about them, because away from home, they've been, well, not good enough. And home, less so, but you know, ultimately, you can't pick and choose. You need to do it week in, week out, whether you're at Carr Road in front of 25,000, 6,000, 7,000, or whether you're going to the new den and you're facing opponents who are going to basically put it up to you. And can you handle that? And they certainly did against Birmingham, but as I say, we'll find out a little bit more tomorrow night, and then certainly Sheffield United for me.
Yeah, Sheffield United will have already got their template, I think, from Millwall, and I don't think they'll be venturing too far away from it. We'll be on for probably a few more minutes, so get any questions you want, let us know where you're watching from. That's always good to hear from you. Just on that point, Ollie Baines asks if the centre mid position is a rotating system, or will Tribal and Tetti be the two boys from here on in, which, as we sort of discussed, we think Tetti will probably get a break. But I mean, Daniel Farker did mention about how that experience, I think it was Tom Tribal actually said, that experience of playing alongside Alex Tetti was really useful. If you do then put Harrison Reid in, he hasn't got that same level of experience, and I suppose that is a slight worry, if indeed he does go with two holding midfielders at home to Burton.
Ultimately, if as we see it, you're going to have a lot more of the ball and you probably don't need two holders. But in that scenario, then, do you just take Tribal and Tete out and just put in, I don't see that. So for me, I think it would be Tete coming out, and then you either push Tribal forward into a more solid four across midfield with Harris and Reed slightly deeper, or you retain the two. And you know, that's for the head coach to come up with the right scenario. He got it right against Birmingham, but as I say, I don't expect a game that we had against Birmingham. You know, it's not going to be that type of game. Burton, even more so after getting whacked five at Leeds, are going to come here and going to be trying to be solid. Two banks of four and say to Norwich, can you break us down? So in that scenario, you probably could play a Reed in the Tribal, but as, to take your point, I think maybe not in a 2-3-1. I think it might be a 4-1-4-1 tomorrow night. And I see Wes coming back in. I can see that all day long. So yeah, because that's what they're going to need. They're going to need the clever players, the technical players. Maybe Wiltshire, maybe gives you a bit more of something a bit different if they're not moving the ball well enough and they're not able to break them down through intricate passing. Maybe you throw Wiltshire in there on the right side instead of Rancic, and then you've got a bit more of a plan B, as it were. But it's good to be talking about these different options, because we certainly haven't really felt they've been in a position to do that. So moving forward, I think it'd be nice to see a bit more progression in terms of the style of play tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Paul Orber, good to speak to you the other night, Paul. He mentions whether there's a danger of underestimating Burton, whether Saturday's change of tactics was a sign of the manager being flexible, or that Norwich aren't good enough to play his possession-based football. I mean, it's interesting, the two games they've won have been the two games where they haven't really seen as much of the ball as all the other ones, but I don't know if that's... Yeah. I wouldn't say that's necessarily by design.
No.
More just a consequence, I guess. But it will be interesting whether they... I mean, I guess they are going to naturally have a lot of the ball on Tuesday night anyway, aren't they? It's just going to be how the game shapes up.
Yeah. I didn't get any sense at all to take up the point about underestimating, not from Farker, what he was saying today. He would know swiftly that this division, you can't underestimate any team, really, as much as they... And if anything, as you said, you know, the fact that they've gone to Leeds and been hammered, that doesn't make things any easier, does it? Whereas, you know, they get a positive result there, then they bounce into Norwich and they might be a bit more expansive, and that allows Norwich to profit, as they did so well on Saturday, on the counter. No, I think they're going to see plenty of... I'm trying to think what colour shirt they'll wear tomorrow night. It won't be yellow, will it?
No, well, blue. They were in a weird blue colour last year.
There'll be plenty of whatever colour shirt for them to have to try and find their way around.
Top, that's absolutely spot on. Simon Turner says Saturday will be a really hard game, away game. If we got a win on Saturday, it would make a lot of fans very happy. I think that test on Saturday, Sheffield United, is going to be very interesting. Tom Hill joined late. Any injury news? Effectively, everyone's fit in terms of, or they were at this point, in terms of playing at the weekend. So it should be the same set of options, at least. And Jonathan Parker asks, we probably better wrap this up, actually. So thanks all for your questions. Jonathan Palmer asks, can you see Hanley coming in tomorrow? Grant Hanley obviously got a late cameo. I just wonder if the back 4-5 is one area where he isn't really going to want to touch that.
You could see that, but then there's a reason they went and got Grant Hanley, and he's had a few more days to acclimatise. That would be tough for me on Zimmerman. Obviously, we're assuming that would be, you know, Hanley in, Zimmerman out. He's hardly going to drop closer after one game, and so impressive as he was. But yeah, it's a difficult one, but I think he would probably stick with Zimmerman for the point you rightly make there, that if he's only going to tweak, and after the whole gnashing and wailing of teeth at Millwall and Villa, a backline have kept a clean sheet, why would you look to disrupt that? It's a nice conundrum to have, that you've got Grant Hanley there in reserve, but again, there seems to be a common theme to the debate this afternoon. I think Sheffield United, that to me is Grant Hanley all day long, because they'll go direct, they'll throw a lot of fight balls into Norwich's box. To me, that's Grant Hanley all day.
Yeah, great shout. A couple of last ones then, go on. Stuart Cousins, is it time to start looking for a new boss, or should we give him 10 games? I guess that's probably a dig at Crystal Palace there, I would have thought.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Indeed, Stuart. And Steve Mann, has Madison's performance... It might not be. might be being serious.
I've had one or two on social media telling me it's time to get rid.
Yeah, indeed. Steve Mann, has James Madison's performances impressed enough to be picked ahead of Houlihan in the short stroke long term? I mean... I've been quite impressed. I know he's had peaks and troughs a little bit, but James Maddison's really impressed me so far, and he seems so much more than a number 10. And I'd sort of, you'd make sure he was in the side if you could help it now, I would say. What do you reckon?
I don't know. I'd take your point. But he's a young man, and he's getting a lot of minutes now, and I think there are phases of games where you can see that he is a young man, and the demands placed on him. I think you might dip him out tomorrow and maybe play Wes. You're not losing anything in terms of creativity. Wes has had, I mean, he played, trying to think when he played for Ireland, was it last midweek or was it the weekend?
No, it was midweek, early, Wednesday.
So, I mean, he's had a good period, you know, we'll say 7 days to sort of get his energy levels back up again. It's an interesting debate, but I would think there's going to be plenty of opportunity for James Maddison over the course of this season. You know, why burn him out at this stage when you've got a player like Houlihan, who we know at Carrow Road, against the team who are going to sit back, and there might be pockets of space for him to exploit. I think it could be Wes's opportunity tomorrow. Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks for your questions, Steve. Right, we're all done on Facebook Live. Thanks for watching. Thanks for those listening on the Pinkham podcast as well. Loads of Norwich City stuff, of course, at pinkham.com, building up to Tuesday night's game, looking back at the win over Birmingham. And, of course, we'll have all the analysis and reaction after events on Tuesday night against Burton too, and you'll be able to hear from Tim Closer. It's all there as well. Just to finish, Stuart says he was being serious. You think it might be time to go. What a note to finish on. Thanks very much, Pat.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks all for watching, and we'll see you again very soon.